Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get a Browns perspective. Cleveland Plain Dealer, Ackerman Security Hotline brings us Mary Kay Cabot. Mary Kay, good afternoon from sunny Florida, it sounds like.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Vacation time.
We're in
already.
Baltimore.
Yeah, a little bit of vacation, you know. Browns finished up mini camp last week, so it's time for all of us to get out of town for a little bit.
Now, Mary Kay, I guess the talk was about Myles Garrett, you know, in the boot. And because we had talked before, when we had talked, I think, a few weeks back about the OTAs, the foot was an issue at that time.
Yeah, you know what? He started out OTAs with a sore foot. He was very limited. And then we watched him go down in practice on the second day of mini camp. And then he wasn't out there again the next day and ultimately was diagnosed with a lateral foot sprain. Now, you know, we're told that he is expected to be ready for training camp. But, you know, I do think that they really have to proceed with caution with this, because this is the same leg that he had the left high ankle sprain on last year. It limited him in his last year at A&M to 8.5 sacks. And, you know, obviously the same left lower leg has been bothering him throughout OTA. So he really needs to, you know, to stay off of it and get a lot of rest and treatment over this next 6 weeks and try to be ready to go.
Now, any
after
other
after winning back-to-back games for just the third time this month, the Orioles
camp?
Will hope their offense stays
well,
hot,
you know,
as they begin
the
a four-game series with the
that
defending American League champion Indians
Kizer.
Tonight.
And,
the starting pitching matchup for the series opener
the,
is a good one with
three,
Dylan Bundy on the mound for the Birds opposing
camp,
former Cy Young
Holmes,
winner Corey Kluber for Cleveland.
To win the
coverage tonight from Camden Yards starts at 5:45 of the Orioles
watching,
Baseball Tonight, presented by Geico, followed by the Greg Clips pregame show at 6:30, leading up to first pitch at 7:05. According to reports, Paul George told the Pacers he will opt out of his contract
now,
in 2018 and become an unrestricted
OTAs,
free agent.
You know,
this has led to the Pacers shopping
Kizer.
George around
from
over the weekend. The Cavs are reportedly willing
practice,
to enter into trade talks for George without
Kizer.
Any assurances he will commit to a long-term deal in Cleveland.
When he first started,
the sports update is brought to you by Cohen and Dwin. If you were hurt in a car accident, hurt on the job, or victim of medical malpractice, call the call.
David Lee, their quarterback's coach,
the law offices of Cohen and Dwin from the Elfin Insurance
sort of
Sports Desk.
So
I'm Tim Barbalace on the flagship of the Orioles, 105.7
The
Fan.
You know, he just couldn't do it. And he realized early on that, you know, he was a little in over his head with that. But he's been studying very, very hard. He's proving to be a quick study. And, you know, he's making his rookie mistakes. I mean, you know, Jamie Collins picked him off the other day and ran it back. And he's had a few of those. So he's got, you know, but that's going to happen, obviously, with rookies. But just in terms of, you know, not making the same mistake twice and coming up the learning curve, he's made a ton of progress.
Now, the give me your odds on him starting against the Steelers.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, and I've been saying this for a week or so, I think Hugh Jackson would have to be talked out of starting him. I think that by the time they get to the end of training camp or wherever he gets to the point where he's ready to name his starter, I think he's going to want to start DeShone Kizer. I really do. And if that doesn't happen, I think it's because organizationally they will all get together, put their heads together and say, hey, do we really want to put him out there against Steelers? Do we want him out there in the first four games of the season when they're playing against three AFC North foes? So, you know, if he doesn't start, it's not because of any physical ability.
The Orioles are ready to open up a four-game series against the Indians tonight. Dylan Bundy will be on the mound for the Birds, and he has struggled a bit as of late. Bundy has not paid a
Peppers look. And
Bundy has not made it past the fifth inning in two of his last three starts. During that span, Bundy's ERA has jumped from 2.89 to 3.29.
Well,
in his last time out, Bundy allowed four earned runs
on
six hits, including a home run through five innings. former All-Star
defenders work their way.
Former Cy Young winner Corey Kluber will get the start for the Indians. Coverage tonight from Camden Yards starts at 5:45 with Orioles baseball tonight, presented by Geico, followed by the Great Clips pregame show.
We just really haven't seen him.
At 6:30, leading up to first pitch at 7:05. The Los Angeles Lakers are trying to acquire another first-round pick for Thursday's NBA draft. The Lakers have reportedly engaged at least two teams in the lottery as they search for players to improve their outside shooting and perimeter defense. The Lakers currently hold the second and 28th picks in this year's draft.
Well, you know what?
University of Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield has pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges of public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and fleeing in Fayetteville District Court. Mayfield reached a plea bargain last week, resulting in a total of $480 in fines for the three charges, according to the court. Mayfield also owes $483 in restitution. Prosecutors dropped a resisting arrest charge against Mayfield.
He's got to do a lot to show the coach.
From the Alvin Insurance Sports Desk, I'm Tim Barbalace on the flagship of the Orioles, 105.7 The Fan.
And stuff, and you're either excited or you know about the upcoming season. Where's your excitement level for the upcoming season?
Well, you know what? I would say, you know, cautiously optimistic that they're going to be better, but certainly not a playoff team this year. And, you know, I think you know, it's my expectation that they should be winning 6 to 7 games this year. That's what you need to do, you know, if you have had 24 draft picks over the last two seasons and all this cash to spend. If you're not a 6-win team after all of that, then, you know, then something's going wrong somewhere along the line. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. If they start a rookie, you know, you get a little bit of a free pass there for a few games. But, you know, they've got to win some football games this year. You can't count 3 victories or 4 victories as progress.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, this Monday in the Charm City. Give us a couple of guys that could be under the radar surprises for the Browns as we get into training camp in another few weeks.
Under the radar guys. Well, you know what? One guy that I've been watching that looks halfway decent is Ricardo Lewis, their wide receiver. And they need some of those guys to step up because yes. Corey Coleman has been out with a hamstring injury. Kenny Britt hasn't been really playing that much. So Ricardo Lewis, their fourth round pick from last year has actually looked pretty good in practice. So he's somebody that they're going to need to look good because they just don't have a lot at the receiver position. They inquired about Jeremy Maclin, but of course you guys know how that story ended. And then, you know, Eric Decker is now off the market. I still think they need another guy like that. I think they need a veteran guy to come in here and still be able to be that reliable go-to guy, especially if they're going to be starting DeShone Kizer. So Ricardo is one. As far as defensively is concerned, I'm trying to think. Some of the guys on the defensive line that have been looking pretty good include Danny Shelton. He looks like he's ready to take a step up this year. Again, we did not see too much of Myles Garrett. Desmond Bryant is back this year, and that should really help them. So from a defensive line standpoint, I think they're going to be fine there. It's a few other areas of the team that are of concern.
The biggest weakness or going into fall practice would be what?
Oh, you know, I think right now I'm going to have to say probably the receiver position. And, you know, it will be less of a weakness when Corey Coleman comes back and Kenny Britt's 100%. But I would still have to say that's a position where that they're going to have to be a little concerned about that. And they're in a state of flux at free safety. If you don't have one at this point, you know, that you're 100% sure about yet, then you know, then you're still working your way towards your starter there.
How do you enjoy Greg Williams at practice?
Oh my gosh. hide the children at training camp, that's for sure. You know, he's very vocal, but he brings the passion to that side of the ball that Hugh brings on the offensive side of the ball. So Hugh has really met his match over there, and I think it's good for him. I think he has a lot of support in Greg, somebody who's been a head coach before. Somebody that, you know, he can bounce things off of and, you know, go to battle here with a little bit. So It's been tremendous for Hugh to have him around, and it's been great for the defense. He's one of the guys I didn't mention that's really standing out is Jamie Collins. And Greg has had a tremendous effect on Jamie Collins because he's letting Jamie be Jamie. You know, we had heard all those things about freelancing and in New England and doing this and that. Well, freelance all the way as far as Greg Williams is concerned, because, you know, the kinds of freelancing that Jamie Collins does will result in big plays for the Browns. So, you know, he intercepted passes and forced fumbles and did all kinds of things in camp and really, really stood out.
Now, the strength of the team would be what, the offensive line?
Yeah, I'm going to say both lines. Maybe the offensive line, but definitely both lines are shaping up to be a strength of the team. And you know what? That's not the worst place to start to build your football team.
No, not at all. And how did Njoku look?
Tight end. He looks good. He looks good. He did work a lot on, you know, really focusing and maintaining his attention through the catch. I watched him, you know, getting a lot of pointers and tips on high pointing the ball and making sure that he was, you know, looking it all the way in. And I think once they get him coached up on some of those fundamentals that he has the potential to be dynamite. I mean, he is just the physical specimen and somebody that I think can actually really strike fear into the heart of a defense. So, I expect good things out of David.
Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Mary Kay, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the vacation.
Yep, Mary Kay, we'll see you week two.
I'll be there.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot down in Florida, enjoying her vacation as now mini camps are over and everyone gets to take a breather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.